All right, so ready for a deep dive into something a little different?
Always up for something new.
Today, we're going to explore a single book. Just one.
Oh, interesting. Focusing on one in depth. Love that. Which book?
It's called Her Name is Sweet Pea
Her name is Sweet Pea.
by
Okay.
John Walker. And, it's not your typical biography or even like a straight-up character study.
Right.
The author uses this really interesting approach. He uses the sweet pea flower to kind of paint this picture of a woman.
Okay, a woman using a sweet pea.
Yeah, a remarkable woman. So I'm really interested to see how he pulls this off
Yeah.
and kind of what we can learn from it along the way.
I think it's a really clever approach.
Oh yeah.
You know, Walker structures the entire book, the whole
Like
thing.
a flower.
Yeah, like the sweet pea flower itself, with six
Oh
chapters
wow.
that unfold like petals, you see? And each one reveals a different facet of the woman.
I love that. So we're not just getting a linear story, right?
Right.
It's like these little glimpses into different parts of her, like her personality, her experiences.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that makes me think it sounds like, he didn't just randomly pick the sweet pea. It sounds like it's really deliberate, this metaphor.
It is very much so. Walker, he really draws these parallels, you know, between the flower's delicacy, but also its resilience and how that connects to the woman's inner and outer beauty.
That's beautiful.
There's this one line that really stood out to me. He describes her as having a memory as tender as it is powerful.
Ooh, yeah. I remember that line. It's so evocative. It immediately makes you wonder, like, what memories does she hold? What
Yes.
are those experiences that have shaped her
Exactly.
into this person who, as the author puts it, leaves a lasting impression?
And that's really where I think the deeper themes of the book start to come into play, right?
Okay, yeah.
So we're not just looking at surface beauty here. He's really delving into her strength, the impact she has on other people, the love she embodies. You know, there's this one passage where she's caring for her sick friend, and it's like tirelessly, selflessly for weeks. And that quiet dedication, I don't know, it just speaks volumes about her character.
That really resonates with me because, we often think of strength as this like bold, outward
Yeah,
thing.
for sure.
But this quiet, persistent caregiving, it can be so incredibly powerful,
Absolutely.
It makes you think about the unsung heroes in your own life, the people who might not be flashy, but, they just possess that same quiet strength. I don't know. It makes you think. Who comes to mind for you when you read that?
Oh, so many people actually. But you're right. It does challenge our like preconceived notions of what strength really is, you know? And I think that's what's so fascinating about this whole sweet pea metaphor,
Yeah.
right? So, yeah, I agree. It definitely represents delicacy, like we've been talking about. But I also see it as the symbol of like understated strength. You know, sweet peas, they might look fragile, but their tendrils, they can cling and climb with this surprising tenacity.
I like that.
Almost like mirroring the woman in the book as she's navigating all of life's challenges, you know?
I love that point. That's like it just adds another layer to how we understand both the flower and the woman,
Right,
right?
exactly.
So, okay, we've got this unique approach. The author's using this really poetic language
Yes.
and these layered themes. What do you think, like, what's the big takeaway for our listeners after this deep dive into Her Name is Sweet Pea?
I think it ultimately encourages us to look beyond just the surface, you know, to really appreciate those quiet strength and subtle beauties in the people all around us that we encounter every day. It reminds us that a life well lived isn't always like loud or grand, you know? It can be filled with these small acts of love and resilience that leave a lasting, almost like fragrance,
Oh, that's nice.
like the sweet pea itself.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
And on that note, we'll leave you with a final thought.
Okay.
Take a moment. Just consider the sweet pea. What does it make you think of personally? How might it inspire you to see beauty in those unexpected places, perhaps in the everyday resilience of the people around you?
That's a great thought.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.